I'm Cynthia James, and this network is about changing lives one woman at a time. Hello, and welcome to Women Awakening. I'm your host, Cynthia James, and I'm honored that I get to bring to you women that inspire me, women that lift me up, women that are change makers on this planet. And they're also portals of awakening for you, where you get to see possibility and potentiality. So I'm grateful. We do this every week. You meet a new woman every week. We are on Spotify, iTunes, iHeart, Spreaker, Amazon, YouTube. Subscribe and come back and just be taken to a whole nother level of inspiration. My guest today is Cheryl Grace. She is a highly sought after executive coach and speaker. She's committed to coaching women on how to be their best multidimensional selves, unapologetically fabulous at work, in love, and at home. With a corporate career that spanned 25 plus years as a global brand strategist, managing high stake projects, Cheryl provided strategic counsel to Fortune 500 clients, C-suite executives, and elected officials. And during her years as a corporate powerhouse, she was regarded as a pioneer who shifted the narrative and changed the way the nation and corporations regarded Black America's spending power and cultural influence. And she did that long before it was trendy. So as the CEO and founder of Powerful Penny LLC, a transformative lifestyle brand that provides empowerment, resources, online courses, workshops, and executive coaching services, Cheryl has refocused her work from successfully transforming corporate reputations to transforming individuals striving for the next level of advancement. You may have seen her in Black Enterprise Magazine's 50 Most Powerful Business Women, or A Remarkable Person by the Chicago Tribune, and a distinguished alum by Purdue University. So, Cheryl, I'm so glad you're here. And I just want to say about your resume, wow.
I am so honored to be here and flattered that you think of me as one of the inspirational women that you have opted to include on your fabulous podcast. So thank you.
Thank you. So let's just start. Where did you come from? Where were you born? I don't think you probably came on the planet saying I'm going to be a change maker in the world of business.
No, but I am the oldest of six girls. And so I've always had that leadership in me. I won't call it bossiness because, you know, bossy has a negative connotation with it. But I've always been in a leadership role. Beginning with my family, I grew up in Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is a mid-sized town in Indiana, and left there as soon as I could when I got out of college and headed to Chicago. I was going to use Chicago as a stepping stone for New York, which is where I wanted to be, but I fell in love with the city, and so I've been in Chicago ever since.
Well, that's wonderful. So first of all, bless your mama for six daughters. I just want to say that up front. And your daddy too. I mean, because I'm sure all that was a lot of energy. But I just want to talk about, so what inspired you to start taking this path in business where you could see a need for executives to go to a whole nother level?
When I started out in my career, no one would help me. And back then we had typewriters, electric typewriters. So you had to write letters painfully, one letter at a time. And I mean, individually, like a character at a time. And if you made a mistake, then you backspace, and whited it out. And I sent out dozens and dozens of letters, and no one that I admired at that time would help me. And so I just vowed way back then that if I ever became successful in a career, that I would not be that person. I would be the person that I actually yearned for when I was in my 20s. I would be the person that I wish I could just turn to when I was in my 30s or my 40s and looking to scale up. And so that's who I have modeled myself after. I modeled myself after the person that I wanted to be, that the person that I needed.
That's so incredible, you know, and I just want to talk about a little bit about your determination, because a lot of people, when they get to that place where they don't feel supported, they don't feel nurtured, they don't feel seen, you know, they'll pause. So what was it in you that said, oh, no, next step, next step, next step?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have always had this mantra that every 4 years, I would either move up or out. I would either move up into the next role there at the company, or I would move on to another company who valued me the way I felt that I needed to be valued. And I stuck with that pretty much. Some years it didn't make it to the fourth year, it made it to the third year. But I actually stuck with that. And so what I saw were a lot of women who would get stuck and feel as if they had no options. And as long as you're living in America, right now anyway, you have options. We have options, and you have the right to exercise those options. And so I just want to empower women to know that they do have the right, and then give them the mindset to help them shape that mindset and the words or the scripts when they are at a loss for what to say. So that's how I kind of operate with my company.
Well, let's talk about mindset for a moment, because I mean, it is probably the foundation of what creates success, but it's not always so easy to achieve. And I, you know, and I was like, you know, you want them to be fabulous at work, in relationships, in love, you know, that's mindset. Can we talk about what is that for you?
It's everything. Mindset is the foundation. You said it. It is the foundation for everything, because if you believe you can't, then you won't. You don't even try. And so often when women come to me, many of them are already established in very high ranking roles, but they don't see themselves fitting in because they bought into that negative noise that corporate America can sometimes push your way. And you have to be strong up here to go into those doors every single day and say, oh no, I belong here and my voice deserves to be heard in this space, in these meetings. And so I'm gonna speak up. Not everyone starts out that way, but all of my sessions start with mindset exercises. I get a sense of whether or not you have a growth mindset or a fixed mindset.
What's the difference?
A growth mindset is one that believes that you can actually manage and hold true to what you want from the world.
Okay.
A fixed mindset is, you know, things are already pretty much settled. I just have to accept what is coming my way. Neither is good or bad. It's just understanding how to operate from those. A growth mindset is easier to coach into, you know, believing that you can speak up in those meetings, believing that you can ask for that raise or that promotion, believing that you can go after a job that you covet, even though you may only have 5 out of the 10 skill sets that they're asking for. That's what men do. They'll have 5 out of the 10. They'll go for it. Women are like, oh, yeah, no. And we talk ourselves out of things before we even dare begin. That's mindset.
Yeah, well, that's so important, you know, and I'll just speak for myself. I mean, I had to do a lot of work there, because when I decided to be a solopreneur, it was like, do I even know what I'm doing and can I get there? So I guess I really want to talk about, so that's in business. How do you translate that into relationships where you stand in your power, where you bring your gifts, where you ask for what you need? How do you translate that?
Absolutely, it's necessary in relationships too. And the reason you alluded to the fact that I focus on at work, in love, and at home. And it's because I believe that when the three of those core elements of who you are commingled, you are operating from a sense and a place of power. When one is out of whack with the other two, or two are out of whack with, you know, one of them, then what that means is that ultimately there's going to be impact in some other area. One of those other areas is going to be impacted. So you want to make sure that you're operating from power. When you're single, it is as simple as saying to yourself, and I shouldn't say simple because it really is not simple. It takes a commitment to working to get to that point. But you want to reassure yourself, I am deserving of the healthy, monogamous, committed relationship that I desire. Yeah. If you don't believe it, you can't convince any guy to give you that which you don't even believe that you deserve. So that's where the mindset starts. And then in terms of being at peace and having harmony at home, you know, if you've ever walked out from a chaotic environment into fresh air, you know what it feels like to just whoosah. So you want to make sure that you don't have to woo-saw every time you step out of your house. You should be woo-sawing when you're also in your home. And that's why I want to make sure that you're not bringing any negative energy from home or your relationships into the workplace. Because we've all seen people, we think, man, if they just had sex, I bet they would be a much nicer person at work.
Absolutely. So what obstacles have you overcome to get to this place where you can empower others?
I had a really rocky starter marriage. My starter husband and I were married for 18 months. And I knew at month 12, when we were celebrating our first year anniversary, this is not what I signed up for. And I couldn't breathe. And I didn't have the wherewithal to say, it's okay to get out of something that you really knew. I really did know in the back of my mind, and I didn't trust my gut, that I shouldn't have entered into that marriage to begin with. So when I left, when he asked me to leave and take our baby boy with me at that point, I just kind of vowed then that I was not going to be in a drama-filled relationship anymore, that I deserve better than that, and that I would trust my gut. Yes. And I would pay attention to that little voice going off in the middle of the night in my head that said, what are you doing? Shush, shush. I would shush it because he looked fabulous on paper. Everything about him was fabulous on paper. Harvard educated attorney, Wharton School of Business, Army, you know, he looked great on paper. He was tall and handsome, but we didn't have the same values, the core values. And I recognized that early on in the relationship. But, you know, I was 32 at that point. I'm like, shush, girl, men aren't like this. Just don't fall off of trees. Grab him. And I should have listened to that voice. And so now I encourage women, trust your gut and hear that voice inside your head. And also believe it. If you're dating and you ask the guy what he wants, believe him when he tells you, when he has nothing to lose, what he's telling you. My starter husband told me he didn't want to be married. He said that. And I'm like, oh, he just hasn't experienced all of this. He'll be fine.
Yes, yes. Been there, done that. Totally. Yes. Believe them when they tell you. So I just want to talk about this because now you're out of this marriage. You have a small child. You are in the process of recreating your life, reinventing your life, you know. Talk about that for a moment. How did you balance that?
It was awful. My car got repossessed. I had to move in with my parents with the baby in tow. And I decided after crying every single day for like 40 days straight, I didn't have it in me to cry anymore. And Prince Charming was not going to come and save me. I needed to save myself. And so I've completed my MBA. I started following Dr. Wayne Dwyer and started focusing on the inside and what I needed to do to fix my situation and how I needed to present myself to the world. So, and then I got bold because at that point I had nothing to lose. I lost so much. I didn't have anything to lose. And so when this television job opened up that I was wanting and I was late applying for it and they basically told me, oh, well, you know, the good news about this job is that everybody has applied for it. We've had more than 100-150 applications. The bad news about this job is we've had more than 100-150 applications. So we've had to shut down the interview process, but you can come in for a quick conversation. I have anything to lose. So I went in with a spreadsheet of files in a laminated booklet that I put together to show them not only why I was the perfect person for the job, but how they fit into the landscape against other television stations, how they compared. Nobody else was doing that back then. And I took a risk. I was bold. I'm like, it's going to cost me a weekend of my time to do this versus I could get the job and I could have my dream job. And I got that job. And that's when I started using vision boards to make sure that I mapped out and goal setting to make sure that there were solid goals set alongside the visions. And I've been living my life like that since 1999.
Well, that is so powerful. And I just want to say, ladies, I hope you're listening. It's like, because what I heard was, I'm having this experience and I'm feeling the feelings until I'm done with it. And then I got to make another choice. I have to step into a new way of being. And so the inner journey for you, tell me the most important part of that for you, that inner journey.
The inner journey really was about being intentional. Mm-hmm. I found that things really happened when I was intentional, when I wrote them down, and when I assigned a date by which I wanted to accomplish them. When I started living my life that way, the world opened up for me. It opened up because I was being very pragmatic and very intentional about every choice I was making. Every choice was either taking me toward that goal or away from that goal. And so I found that when I use, and I don't want to use the word discipline, but when I operated from that framework, I got results and I like the results. And so, and that was another thing. I started rewarding myself when I got those results and it wasn't anything big. Sometimes now, and I talk about it all the time with my clients, I just do a happy dance to celebrate the small wins, because so often we are running from one thing to the next thing, to the next thing. And we never stop and appreciate, wow, I did that. I need to celebrate the fact that I did that. So it is intentionality and it's celebrating those small wins. But it's definitely my vision boards. I do a vision board every month that is toward my annual vision. And I have goals and milestones that work me through the year.
I love that. If you were in my office, there's a doorway and it's got my year, my annual vision boards for the last 6 years on the door. So I love that you do that.
I love that you do it.
It's really powerful. So what kind of people come to you for coaching?
I've had everyone from a 24-year-old, 22-year-old right out of college who had a really not so great GPA and was afraid she wouldn't be able to get her first job, to an EVP who has been in her role but is feeling like she wasn't being heard. So I run the gamut and I've gotten results from each end of the spectrum.
That is so wonderful. How do people find you?
So they can find me on my website, which is iamcherylgrace.com. And there is a button you could click on work with me, and you can work with me in love, or you can work with me at work. I also know that they've found me in some of my workshops and boot camps on my Shopify account, which is Cheryl'sShopOfFabulosity.com. So there's all kinds of fabulosity there that you can get resources, vision boards that are portable for you to work with, and planning journals and guides. There are all types of things, affirmation cards. There are all types of things at Cheryl's Shop of Fabulosity.
I so love that. So I ask my clients the same last question for this show.
Uh-oh, here we go.
The show is called Women Awakening. What do you think is the most important thing women need to know about the importance of their awakening?
That you'll soar when you wake up, when you have that awakening, that you will soar. When I was going through my divorce, I remember very clearly one woman that I work with who said, "Wow, you're getting a divorce. You're really going to fly now." And I'm like, "Well, what do you mean?" She goes, "I just felt like your wings were clipped, and now there's not going to be anything holding you back." And so when you have that awakening of self, you will find yourself soaring. You will find yourself flying. And it there's nothing like that freedom of being in charge of you. That is awakening for me.
Well, that's exquisite. And I'm so grateful you said that, ladies. In case you missed any of that, go back and listen, because that was important information. Cheryl, thank you so much for being here. It's such an honor to know you and to know what you're doing in the world.
Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for having me. Thank you for doing this show. I think it's incredibly important that we women celebrate each other and that we find examples of women who have been there, done that, and are willing to share. So thank you for doing the podcast.
Thank you. It's my honor. So ladies, I'm going to end the same way I do every week. Listen, you're a masterpiece. You are powerful. You are dynamic. You are unique. You are unrepeatable. Therefore, you are on this planet to do something nobody else can do the way you can do it. So tap into your passion, find your calling, step up, step out, and be the best that you can be. The universe will sync up with you and take you the rest of the way. Thank you so much for being with me. I love you, and I will see you next week.